Texas newspaper founder arrested for allegedly operating illegal gambling venues. Eric Tunches, the founder of the Corpus Christi Chronica news outlet, was taken into custody in relation to an alleged unlawful gambling operation that authorities have been investigating in Corpus Christi, Texas. The arrest followed a police search conducted on May 8 at the Lucky Panda Game Room. The Corpus Christi Police Department's Narcotics and Vice Investigations Division identified multiple outstanding warrants for Tunches during the investigation, as detailed in a May 21 statement by senior officer Jennifer Collier. He has been charged with participating in organized criminal activity, which is classified as a state jail felony and could lead to a prison term of up to 2 years and a fine reaching $10,000. In addition to the felony charge, Tunches is also facing 4 misdemeanor counts. These include allegations of maintaining a gambling venue, promoting gambling, possessing gambling-related devices, and attempting to run a game room without adhering to required local approvals. Tunches said during a phone interview on May 22 that he surrendered to authorities at the San Patricio County Jail on May 21, after being notified about the warrants on May 16. He was reportedly released on personal recognizance bonds. At the time of his interview, police and court documents tied to the arrest had not yet been made publicly available. He denied any wrongdoing and suggested the accusations may be driven by political motives. Tunches noted that he is considering a bid for public office and believes the legal action may be intended to undermine his ambitions. Tunches described his professional role as advising business owners, including game room operators, on how to secure necessary approvals such as occupancy certificates and operating permits through local government channels, including the Corpus Christi Development Services Department and under the rules set by Nueces County. He did not identify the name of the business he consults under, nor confirm whether the Lucky Panda Game Room had obtained the required permits. Ready to fight back? Tunches indicated that legal action against the city is under consideration, and that he and his legal team are preparing a defense. Tunches emphasized that while he is focused on clearing his name, he remains committed to the broader goals of his work. The Corpus Christi Chronica, which he founded in 2020 as a social media platform, has since expanded significantly and now has an online following exceeding 300,000 users. The events leading to his arrest began with the May 8 search of the Lucky Panda Game Room, during which police issued citations to 52 individuals for gambling violations. Authorities also seized 145 devices associated with illegal gaming activity, along with more than $26,000 in cash. 4 staff members were arrested on site and charged in connection with the alleged gambling offenses. A separate police operation took place one day earlier, on May 7, at the Lucky Spot Game Room on Weber Road. Officers confiscated 13 gambling-related items and more than $6,500 in currency. One employee from that establishment was arrested and charged under local game room laws and additional regulations. As part of the ongoing investigation, law enforcement officials also detained a 50-year-old woman on May 21 who had 5 outstanding warrants. Her apprehension was included in the wider enforcement effort targeting illegal gambling activities in the region.